Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast.
Wait, start that
fans,
over.
Fans, flans, welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast. I am Bryn with Gary and James. Championship weekend was so much fun. We have so much to talk about tonight. So we're going to get right into it. But please make sure you are subscribed to the channel. Please make sure you like this video, especially if you are watching live. Please hit the like button. Please comment. Share with your friends, let everybody know. Make sure you're following us on all of our social media, Twitter, Instagram. Again, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you hit that notification button so that every time we go live, you'll get notified. We want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Please look him up at thomasortho.com. Again, braces, clear aligners. He does amazing work. Look him up at thomasortho.com. Texas Mike, it's catchy, isn't it? Okay. Did I get all the housekeeping? I mean, it's like I want to just get into, we have so much to talk about. Did I hit everything?
You hit everything. Just please subscribe.
Please make sure you're subscribed. Hit the like
notification button. Because we're going to continue to put out content. It may not be every week, but
give us some good reviews.
Yeah, we need those reviews.
Follow
too.
Follow along on podcast, any of your podcast apps, all the good stuff.
I mean, we had a little bit of technical difficulties last
We're praying week. That it works this time.
There was a few hitches we were trying to work out here. Hopefully it doesn't. If it goes black, just hang there.
Deal with it.
Just deal with it.
We're working through it.
Oh, Mr. Producer will have to be. If Mr. Producer can't figure it out, we're going to have to get a new Mr. Producer.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
Years.
All right.
Fire him.
College football playoff.
Big news.
So,
we're just starting.
Yes, yeah,
we're not going to bury the lead at all.
No, we're going to start there.
We're going right at that. So, what do you you good with it? Bad with it? Okay with it? What do you think, James?
Man, you're just going to go right at me, huh?
Bryn? No, James, you got right up, man. We're just going to riff this, baby. We're riffing it.
How you feel?
They got it right.
Interesting.
Look, I'm just going to preface it with this. I hate Alabama as much as anybody. Anyone who's ever listened to this podcast knows my disdain for Alabama, right? There's no question about it. You cannot sit here and tell me that Florida State is one of the top four teams right now in the country. I'm just going to start with that, okay? I understand it's so subjective, right? Who's the best team? Who's most deserving? All of it is so subjective. They go undefeated. They do everything they're supposed to do. You have to understand this whole thing. It's a made-for-TV production. Let's be really honest with you. It's all about money and ratings. And then it's the best team. Okay. So it's who's going to bring the most money, who's going to bring the most ratings. And then it's, okay, who are the best teams? I watched every single championship game from the Pac-12 to the SEC, the ACC.
Big 12.
Man, Texas looked
phenomenal,
by the way. All the way down to that last game. I turned off the Michigan game because Iowa. Oh, woof. The ACC championship game was the worst out of all of them. The matchup was terrible. Now, I will say Florida State's defense, phenomenal. Probably one of the best defenses in the country. But without Jordan Travis, they are not a playoff team, period. If he stays healthy and they do what they do, and then they get left out, I'm screaming from the rooftops, okay? But it sucks. I feel bad for them. They're not a top four team, period.
All right, Bryn.
I have gone back and forth with this so many times, even like leading up to it, and then since it happened on Sunday, I find myself being really annoyed with how it all went down, though. Mm-hmm. The system's so broken. It's so broken. I think Florida State got screwed. I think this is my theory. TCU ruined it for Florida State this year.
I can and get
the
on board.
The reason I say that is because last year, TCU, they kind of like took a chance on TCU, put them in. They squeaked by a win in the first round, got just destroyed in the championship game. And what happened? Everyone turned off their TV. It's exactly what you just said. Everyone turned off the TV. We did. I didn't care about seeing a team get beat by 60 points. And so I think that's lingering in their heads, that they don't want that to happen again. And look, I want to watch amazing football games. There were awesome games on Saturday and on Friday. I want that kind of caliber game. But leaving them out, what is the point of the regular season? What's the point? What is the point of playing? If you're going to play and you're going to beat every single team, I get it. They have injuries. They're not the same team now. Blah, 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 blah. I understand. But what's the point then of playing?
Win your conference.
Which they did.
Number one. And then get into the CFP.
Right. So based on that, to me, it should have been Michigan, Washington, Florida State, the three undefeateds. And then you go to the next conference champion. And if there's a head-to-head that they played each other, it should be the one that won. I get that, that's never going to happen in a million years, but that's what it should be.
Okay.
So then it should have been Texas.
Now the truth.
Oh, God. No, I'm right.
Let's see if he agrees with me. I'm right. I know I'm right, because you know how I know I'm right?
Okay.
Clat look, said the exact same thing as I said. So.
Well, I don't think there's a right or wrong on it. I'm gonna say, let me say that right now, because you have... And this year is unique because we had so many undefeated and one-loss teams, which were really good teams. Mm-hmm. So they're in a tough spot. And what you have, see, this is the insanity of it. You have four spots and five Power Five,
conferences.
I know.
And there's no rule that says the, that at least that I'm aware
there's
of.
There's not.
There's no rule that says the conference champion is automatic.
No.
So, this year, it's never been like this. Like, last year, TCU had one loss, but the problem, like Alabama, they had two losses.
Yeah.
I think other teams did. So, when they lost, was it Kansas State
in the Big 12?
Yeah, the championship.
Okay, they still got in because they then only had the one loss. The others had two losses. That was their
argument.
That wouldn't have flown this year.
No, because Georgia had the exact same scenario, and they got booted.
I just think it's an impossible situation because, I mean, yeah, Florida State, I guess they got screwed. I don't know. I agree with you. Do I think they're better than the others in front of them? I don't. They don't have an offense. Period. That's just the way it is. I know they won it. But for me, it's like, I think Georgia...
Yes.
Has an argument as much as Florida State.
I think they have a big argument.
Now, I get that they weren't undefeated, but they lost in the championship game. They haven't lost a game in 3 years. That was it. And I get those were other years. Mm-hmm. I get it. This is a new year, but and everyone's going to say they had an easy schedule. Well, you know what? Georgia, they got beat by Alabama. So
you're right.
So Georgia, I'm good with Michigan should be there. Absolutely Washington.
I think Washington should be one, by the way.
Texas, and they're looking good. I don't have a problem with Alabama. They beat Georgia, but honestly,
they look good too.
When I'm just, if, you know, you look down this list here, just go to six, seven, and eight. Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon. You can't tell me that any of those teams couldn't be in the playoff and actually beat any of those other teams on that day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They could. That's the difficulty of this situation. That's what I'm saying.
For me, I look at exactly that. I look up all the way to Oregon, and I say all of those teams, in my opinion, could beat Florida State as it sits right now. Now, Florida State is playing Georgia. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, well.
Prove me wrong, Florida State. I will happily eat my words. I would love nothing more than for Florida State to beat Georgia and go, okay, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm with you. I think if anybody has a gripe, it's Georgia. They went 29 straight games. Okay? Everyone is saying to me, Florida State beat two SEC teams, James. Georgia beat, what, seven SEC teams? They lost one game in the championship by 3 points. So I think Georgia has a bigger gripe. I have no problem with what it is. I watched the games, and at this point of the season, those are the best four teams to me.
I think that's what Jesse said. Did you read the article? I can't remember what was that from.
I did read ESPN. The article. It's from ESPN.
I read it. And if I take that to be truth, thank you, Mike. We appreciate you.
Texas Mike, I love you, buddy.
You can clip
that one too, by the way. Texas Mike, clip it. I love you, Texas Mike. There you go.
If I recall, they said that. They looked at what Florida State was right now, and basically that was one of the main reasons that they don't have they're on their third string. I don't even know if their second string will get back. Okay. To compare the other teams, I mean, come on. And then this is the part I just don't believe is the comments that they didn't look at conferences. They didn't think of the SEC. They were just looking at teams. I don't believe that for 2 seconds. I don't think anybody in this chat thinks for 2 seconds. Could you imagine for 1 second that an SEC team, and even their champion, is left out of the college playoff? That's never going to happen.
That's what I'm saying.
And actually, honestly, it shouldn't happen.
Based on record, that's what should have happened.
Who would you have put in over Bama?
That's what I'm... No. That's what I said. Is Florida State? You do the undefeated. No, it should be the undefeated. If you're basing it on the regular season...
I want the best
I know you
teams.
Do, but this is... It drives me crazy. Every other sport, your playoff is based on your regular season, except college football. It is such a joke. The playoff is based on a bunch of dudes that sit in a room and supposedly they don't talk to each other. That's such bull crap.
They're all like 85 years old.
They're
not.
Okay. No, they're not. Like Mark Harlan's on the committee.
I know, but there's a picture of them in a room and half of them are like...
Supposedly, according to this article,
it was so bad.
They don't discuss it with each other. They all just sit at their own little computer and make... And you think I'm buying that garbage? You think there's not outside forces in all of this? It's all about money. That's what pisses me off.
It's a TV show,
okay,
guys.
But there's no going back on that now. This is where...
No,
this
I know.
This is where we're at.
Here. Florida State, I feel awful for. I feel horrible for Jordan Travis because I feel like he's put it all on himself.
His tweet blames
himself.
Yeah, I feel bad. I do feel bad. I'm not, someone was saying that. I think it was Rose.
Rose.
Absolutely. I
gutted.
I feel sad for those players who, undefeated and they're left out. I could say that, I could actually say that about Georgia. I mean, it's ugly, man. It's a rough thing. But you got four slots. Four slots. And think about it. If you're in that room, how are you going to, an eye test and records that go from September basically to December, the ebb and flow of it, mm-hmm. How healthy is your team? I mean, look at Utah. Okay. what we started with to what we ended with. Can anybody say that the team that went up against Florida was the same team that beat Colorado with 10 throwing plays? No, see, that's the point, is you have to me, you have to take it all in context. But
that's why it should be based on record. You're not going into all these other factors. Okay,
but you're talking about, you had Georgia and Alabama. One, someone's got to lose.
Yeah, that's part of it. I feel like the conference championship, it's all so messy. It is what it is. We're here.
Okay, but here.
I hate it.
To your point, yes, every other league, it's all based off the regular season. But the problem there is the NFL has 32 teams.
Right.
Okay? The NHL has 32 teams. College football has 130 teams playing. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, it comes down to about 10 to 12 teams that can actually do something. Again, you have five Power 5 conferences for four slots. Now, someone said in the chat, who was it? XOXOB, I don't know who you are. Luckily, this won't happen next year. No, it is going to happen next year. It'll just be an argument of which 9-3 team should be in the playoffs.
Number 13 is going to get
that's
screwed.
That's what happens in March Madness. Mm-hmm. You're number 65 and your team's all pissed off about it. Well, win more games.
Yeah, but see, the best part about March Madness is the underdog. It's the...
For the first round.
No. The team that made it all the way to the championship last year, that Florida Atlantic team, nobody counted them in it at all.
Listen
to what I'm saying. I'm just saying of course Georgia's number one. Of course they're number one. No one can ever beat Georgia. Well, guess what? They played a game. Alabama beat them. So all the everyone saying that they're number one, guess what? They got beat. You got to let people play it on the field.
He just turned her down.
Dang.
That's the first time that's ever happened.
Deep.
I'm not yelling.
Here's the thing. Yes, everyone says. Now, Florida State, they're not the underdog, right? Everyone says, especially in March Madness, that they want the underdog. It's a lot of fun for
them. No freaking underdog.
Okay, but here's the thing.
I always cheer for the underdog.
Okay, you cheer for it. But by the time the underdog makes the Final Four, the ratings plummet. Nobody watches it. And that's what this
whole... I don't know that for sure.
That's not true.
Yes, I will show it to you after this.
Okay, I don't really care about that.
My point is this. It's
they only turn it off
if it's the money.
If it's a bloodbath.
Look at how they did this. They're not stupid. They took the four corners of the country.
No.
They played them against each other.
Freaking it's conspiracy theorist here.
And I'm right. It's all about the money, dude.
I was listening to Coach JB, and he goes, you know what? Some expletives thrown in there.
A few.
Why? Okay, this was the last year of this joke of a scenario.
It's so bad.
Okay, we're going to 12. I'm okay. I think most people are going to be good at that.
Okay.
Why didn't they just, why couldn't the NCAA, why didn't these guys, because it's a unique year because of the undefeated and one lost teams. It just is. And so being the last year, why didn't they just come in a room and say, you know what, guys? Why don't we just go six teams?
Honestly.
I know. Why can't you
like have that? Washington and Michigan would get a bye, and then you would have Florida State and Georgia in, have those two teams play in, then you're down to the four, then you have the championship. Boom!
Right, because you already have the bowl game.
No
you already
whining.
Have the infrastructure. Anyone I don't brain, know. It's all
anybody
the...
with two brain cells could have been in that room and go... Yeah, let's do that.
If they had done that,
think of the dough.
There wouldn't have been one person that would have been opposed to it.
We'd all be loving it.
I would have gone crazy for that.
No, see, Gooberdoo, you're wrong that they wouldn't. It's not that they'd have to come up with a whole new game. They already have all these bowl games in place. So
play the potato bowl. No one's going to it anyway.
Like you're saying, the fifth and sixth seed, just let them play in whatever bowl game Georgia and Florida State are playing in.
It could be worked out, and it could be packed, and the revenue that would come in.
Are you kidding? Yeah, think about it. If you had Michigan, Washington, Texas, Bama, Georgia, Florida State, I would watch every second.
And then all this
and then
would
funnels,
be handled.
Funnels,
but
funnels.
No.
Why don't you just put us in a room?
Inflexible as can be.
I can solve it for you like that.
Tell, I should have done it.
Let's CFP. Just
pretend Georgia's going to, they're going to kill him.
Florida State.
I think so. I don't know, it comes down to who's going to play.
I don't know. No, Georgia will.
I'm looking forward to the games, though. Let's go there.
But will Georgia, see, this is what pisses me off now, too. Will Georgia's players even play?
No.
Brock Bowers won't play.
Why would he?
Anyone going to the NFL is not going to play. Everyone's dropping out of playing. I can't stand this whole system now. The bowl games are a joke. They mean nothing. You want to get me really fired up.
Okay, let's go here. Let's go here.
What are you drinking?
Oh, she is wound up. How many Red Bulls have you been downing? Mad.
It pisses me off. The sport I love, it comes down to the end of this year, and then it just sucks.
All right.
No, I'm with you.
Let me just ask you right now. Yeah, it does.
It sucks that this is the
They should have adapted. Had some brains.
The entire season funnels down to this giant crap fest that everyone's pissed off about.
Eight dudes in a room.
It could have gone with six and it's over.
Yeah.
Six is over. Everyone's happy. You go, you know what? This is a weird situation.
I think they did something like that. COVID year. Was it? The COVID year, didn't they add...
I don't think
a
so.
A game or something. Yeah, I can't remember. There was something different than the normal. They could adapt, but that's the problem with the NCAA. They suck.
I will say, though, Florida State's D-line.
Really I don't even think it's the NCAA, though. It's this whole CFP.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They could have done it if they
I know they could have. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Everyone knows. Is it Brittany? Where's the positivity chant, Brynn?
I don't have
Careful.
Any
Michael,
right
clip
now.
It. It. Here we go.
Yeah,
so
Michael,
mad.
Clip it. Okay, it let me just ask this. Right now... Maybe this will change. Did you see the clip, by the way, of Michigan?
Yes.
So they know they got the number one seed, and then they get to see who they're going to play, the number four team, and it was Alabama, and they kind of,
And then, oh, yeah.
Yay. Dude, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
You know what? I don't know who I'm cheering for in that game.
What?
I mean, I'm going to cheer for Michigan, but I... This whole Michigan scandal thing through the whole season, the little slap on the wrist for Harbaugh.
Big deal, man.
Have I not said for weeks now that Michigan's going to win and then the NCAA is going to sanction them and take away their championship? I've been saying it for weeks.
Just so Feinbaum melts.
Hey, what happened?
I want that. I want it.
Did Feinbaum say something today? People are saying they hated him.
What did Feinbaum say? Maybe that's just a generic, like, we hate Feinbaum.
Well, that's probably true.
Oh, I'm sure he was thrilled because
his Alabama team
got in.
Him and Nick Saban.
Did he say something? I don't know.
I hate him. Me too, Lanky boy. Hey, good to see you, buddy.
Hey, Lanky.
Tall guy.
Tall man.
Okay, what were you going to ask
me? What I'm asking is, people in the chat, what are you thinking? Alabama, Michigan. Who wins, you think, at this stage? I mean, we'll talk about it before it happens, but today...
What is today? The 4th?
December 4th.
I think Bama gets him.
I actually think Bama wins.
Bama wins.
That's disgusting.
By the way, can we just all, let's just all blame Auburn for all of this, by the way. Because if Auburn doesn't let him score on a 4th and 31...
If they rush four guys, the game's over.
The game's over. Even if Alabama beats Georgia, doesn't matter... So this is all Auburn's fault.
It's all your fault.
Michigan, Bama.
Oh, man, I would love Michigan to get them. I would. I know I joked.
Bama.
But.
So that's the Rose Bowl.
Bama, okay. What do
they
you
play in the Rose Bowl.
So, all right. Texas, Washington.
That game could be 65-55.
That could be one of the best games, college football games ever. Just for the potential of the offenses.
If Washington shows up like they did Friday night, I pick Washington.
Yeah.
That's going Washington.
Washington.
Put them Longhorns down. Ain't Longhorns in here?
No, they don't care.
That's so offensive.
Are you
going to
clip that, Mike? Hey, Mike,
you
clipping them Longhorns?
How weak are they that this gets into the point of like rage and they're like going to dox you?
Don't do that.
Oh, God. We don't need to be doxed anymore.
Why not?
Anymore.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, Gary thrives on it now.
Obviously, I'm going Washington.
Down, baby.
I'm going Washington.
Of course.
That offense. I need it. Oh,
so we're saying, I guess.
I'll be cheering loudly for the Huskies.
I don't own
did
any
you
purple.
Pick Bama?
I didn't pick.
That's no, Bama.
Okay, Bryn.
I don't.
She's the worst at this. Who invited her?
It's like, I don't know who I think is I. That, I don't want Bama more, so I want to punish him. Michigan.
Okay.
I mean, I want Michigan.
Just who wins the national championship? Who wins it? Who I wins swear. It?
Huskies.
I'm going Washington,
Huskies!
Baby. Come on!
Please.
Alabama-Washington would be a cool final.
That would be a cool final.
Where is the national championship played this year? Anybody know?
Dang, I don't, it is...
That is a good question.
I don't know. I should have looked it up.
Go to excuse that one.
Right here. Houston. There.
Houston.
Stadium.
oh, Houston. Yeah, everybody got it. I have such a hard time picking against Saban in this situation. I just,
oh yeah,
I can't stand Bama, but the fact that they started the season so bad and everyone was like, oh, they're done. They lose to Texas and then just turn it on and don't lose again. And watching that SEC championship game,
I know.
They looked
they were pretty
really good.
It's the trenches.
Yes.
They beef up front.
And they do not beat themselves. That's the thing. They don't beat themselves.
But here's what I'll say about Washington. Their front offensive, their offensive line are some beasts,
some dudes,
man.
There's some dudes. And I would love Washington Bama. That would be so fun. What's the dude's name? The receiver? It's escaping me.
Odunze?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Well, like all three of their receivers.
I know, but that guy.
Are we going to talk about Pac-12 championship? Or
yeah. I skipped ahead, but
let's do.
No,
let's go to
it.
Let's talk Pac-12 championship.
You guys were there.
God, what a game!
God, what a game! Hopefully, you watched it. Yeah, we went. James couldn't make it. That was such a fun game. That was a great college football.
I think it was
game.
The best game of the year.
Two top teams in the country. I still think Oregon. Look, they lost to him. There are two losses with Washington.
I know.
By this much.
3 points each game.
Yeah, both games.
Well, if Oregon's defense can stop Washington once, they got a great chance of winning it. I mean, they had two chances. Washington pulled it out.
Hey, but Washington doesn't sit back, man. They attack.
That is true, Texas, Mike. I have got my ankle break right now.
But it was an unbelievable game. So we went. The sights and sounds when you go and your team's not in there. So you're not all stressed out. We did represent.
It.
We wore Utah stuff.
Yeah, of course.
You wore your Utah football fans hoodie?
No, yeah. I had another. But
we're wearing
people
Utah
were,
gear.
They were nice.
Well, what are they going to say to you?
Because, we were, we were there last year. What was funny is they went through every year of the Pac-12 champions.
Up on the screen.
On the screen.
Like
how many times did they show Arizona? Okay. Just curious.
And so, of course, Utah the last 2 years, and of course, we're up putting the U. There were some cheers in different places.
Well, there was
places.
Cheers. Not the first one they showed, because the Oregon fans weren't too happy about that one. But
yeah, they
kind of
boosted.
When they showed clips from last year's,
everybody
cheered
loved that one.
No, really, it was so enjoyable and so much fun to be there and not be nervous. And especially in that game environment, my heart went out to everybody around us. Like, we were surrounded by both. More Oregon by where we were. But there was some Washington around us. But, like, I'm just sitting there in the fourth quarter just going, one of these teams is going to lose this game. And it is gut-wrenching. And you can just see the stress in everybody. And I'm just sitting there going, this is amazing. I'm loving every second of it. Not stressed at all. It was so much fun.
What was the split?
Yeah, that's what everybody has asked us. Honestly, to me, it was so even.
That's good.
Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I felt that way. What was hard for us is, like Bryn said, we were in an area of majority Oregon.
Yeah, we were by...
So it was louder to us
when
Oregon did something, because we're among Oregon, though there were still Washington fans. But kind of straight across from us, other end zone, a lot of purple.
Sounded loud on TV.
It was really loud in there. Someone asked, was it as loud as last year? You know,
Who knows?
I don't know. But it got loud, man.
I don't know. That place exploded with when Hubert picked him off.
Yeah.
I still get chills thinking about that.
I don't know if it... But this game sustained the energy the whole time. Whereas ours last year towards the end, I mean, USC fans were leaving and...
I loved that.
We had it in the bag, but this one went all the way to the end. And the last 2 minutes when Oregon scored... I mean, that
two plays,
30 seconds, that did explode.
I couldn't believe
that. I mean, there was euphoria by Washington.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Game over.
They're up by 10 with 2 minutes left.
Just make them go down. Boom, boom, touchdown. And all the Washington people around us were like going,
it was 2 minutes left.
I know. That's what I mean. I'm watching everyone around
we're
us.
We're watching people.
I'm watching everyone going, I'm so sorry. Like, I can feel... your stress emanating off of you, and I was fine, but
you're sitting there eating your popcorn.
It was fun though, and we had right in front of us. So the center for Oregon, his last name's Powers Johnson.
Great name.
His grandparents were sitting right in front of
us. He's the guy that picked up the fumble.
He's the guy that picked up the fumble and scored right in front of us in our end zone.
So they were all jacked.
And I was so sad because they took it away.
He was down, but he was down.
I know. But so that was fun. They were in front of us.
The best part of that, so he scores. He does like the flip into the end zone, right? He gets up, and you guys didn't see this because you were at the game. He walks up to the camera, and he's this far, and he goes, "Are you not entertained?" is what he said.
That action... That was the end zone we were at.
So great.
Everything happened in
that end zone. Most of the stuff happened in front of us. We were fortunate. They were, of course, jacked and hugging each other and taking pictures. And then
he was down by this much.
Well, you saw DJU there?
I know. I just read that.
Interesting.
DJU to Washington confirmed?
Interesting. Where does his brother play? I thought it was Oregon.
His brother played in Oregon.
No, Oregon's getting somebody high profile.
But as far as the game goes, I'm sitting there, and in my great wisdom that I was having on behalf of the Oregon fans,
poor guys,
is that Washington got the lead. It was like 17-3.
Yeah.
And I'm going,
boom.
And I did tell one guy, go, look, don't panic yet. We were down 17-3 and came back to blow them out. Now, it didn't happen, but... They took the lead, dude.
They turned it into a game.
It was unbelievable. It was so good.
To me, the biggest surprise for me was Oregon started really slow. Oregon didn't
three
look
and out.
Three and out, three,
three
and out,
out,
three and out.
Hey.
And they didn't look as crisp. Like, you remember when they played us, Bo Nix would get the ball, throw it, get the ball, throw it. He did hold on to it longer. He had to scramble a bunch, which...
One super long run.
Props to Washington's defense. Oregon wasn't clicking as well as I've seen them play before. But at the end of the day, I mean, Washington, I looked at it today. Washington had their time of possession was like 37 minutes to 22. It
adds up.
So.
Well, especially those last two drives.
They just took up all the clock in Oregon. But Oregon had the momentum. So that was the thing. If Washington hadn't taken up that much clock. Who knows what when they scored with the 2 minutes left when Oregon, I was like,
I couldn't believe it.
I was like, okay,
Oregon. I was kind of ready to like
pull it off.
They're going to stop them. They're going to punt and there's going to be a miracle take place.
Yeah. I was praying for it.
And the Washington people right in front of me here, just behind me here. And I'll talk about this dude over here in a second.
Jeez. I don't know about this dude.
And
they're holding out on me.
Suicide watch. I guarantee it.
It was so fun to be there though. It really was fun. And there were quite a few Utah fans. And what was so fun is obviously we stood out like a,
like
a sore thumb. So anywhere you saw, hey, go Utes, go Utes, go Utes. It was fun. I loved it. I loved being there.
Okay. Tell me what you think about this observation. So as far as Washington goes, what amazes me is they're aggressive when they play. Now the running back, two TDs, 120 yards or something. I can't remember. Absolutely a key to the game. There's a good balance there. But Penix, man, they attack. Mm-hmm. When they need a first down, they just throw
the ball
and expect the receiver to catch it, even when they're covered. That was what amazed me.
And they do catch it.
Is they had some key plays, and the guy was covered. And Penix just hummed it in there. The dude caught it first down. When I was watching it, I don't remember when we talked about this, But I brought up maybe what you think is when I'm watching Washington, it reminds me in many ways of when we watch C.J. Stroud take us out in the Rose Bowl. At that point, it was PTSD. Smith and Jigma and Harrison.
Harrison Jr.
All these balls down the field. I get that same feel when I watch Washington.
Yeah. It was crazy. There was a play, I think it was 3rd and 4 late in the game. And, you know, Herb Street and Fowler, they're talking. And it's, okay, the smart play is you run the ball and make Oregon take the timeout, and then you got to punt it. No, they come out, throw the ball to their dude, first down, and they ended up going kicking a field goal with it and taking more time off the clock. You're exactly right. They just trust Penix. Man, what a guy. The dude is so good.
He's so good.
He's so
good. Those receivers are so good.
And their receivers. And then their O-line played great. Their running back, they looked so good. I was very impressed.
Washington really didn't misstep at all. I know he threw the one interception.
Overthrew it.
Bad
throw there.
Whereas, like we said, Oregon kind of started off slow and had some struggles. They did get it going, but Washington just came out the gate.
It was fun to watch.
They were so impressive to watch.
I thought Oregon was going to win it.
I did too.
Once they came back and they got the ball at the start of the second half,
mm-hmm. scored.
And once they took, and then they took the lead,
uh-huh.
I thought, okay, here we go. Because Oregon was playing good ball.
Yeah.
Bo Nix, that guy can huck the ball too. He had some great throws. And then that run down the sideline.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could have gone either way. But this is what I liked about it. No one tried to run the clock out per se, you know, take a whole quarter away and stuff. It was, of course, you play smart, but it's play to win the game.
It was such a fun game to watch.
In other words, they go out to make the plays to win it and finish it. Both teams were going for it. I loved it. It was a great game.
Yeah, and you know,
and I was wrong. I actually thought I picked Oregon to win the game.
I did too. Number one, I can't believe Washington. They looked like a whole different team than the last 6 games I watched them. Utah should have beat Washington. That was a different Washington team.
Should have, could have, would have.
We had a chance.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? That yeah. Washington team was just different. And then congratulations, Oregon. Your prize is Liberty.
I'm so sorry.
How did they
Duck
not get
fans? I really
Penn
am.
State, Ohio State, Missouri. Somebody.
How is it that
Liberty,
the number 8 team? I get Liberty's undefeated. I understand, but the number 8 is playing number 23. You lose in your championship game, and your consolation prize is
Liberty.
I'm
stupid. Again, that's another travesty when it comes
I'm
to all this stuff.
I'm gutted for you, sorry. Oregon. Like, I really am. And Bo Nix, can I just say, what a stand-up dude. He is a masterclass in leadership and sportsmanship and just all of it. Like, to come out the way he did afterwards and give his press conference, speak to the media. You don't cover your head in a towel and walk off
sulking.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen that press conference with Bo Nix.
Look at what he says.
Quarterbacks could talk to the media.
I know, right? Weird.
Weird.
He just talks about how much he loves the game. He's so upset about the loss, which you're allowed to be. You should be upset. But he is so impressive to me. And so the fact that their bowl game is what it is, I think it's garbage. And he says he's going to play.
Which I respect so much.
I hope he has.
He's 43, according to Texas Mike.
mm-hmm. I hope he has a really long career in the NFL. I think the dude is
an NFL quarterback.
So impressive, so mature, such a leader. I can't say anything else about it. I mean, he's great to me.
All right, what do you
Anyways,
got?
Anyways, it was fun.
Before we move on, I just wanted to. So every fan base has these people among them, okay? So I'm not just talking about. This happened to be a Washington. Him and his wife.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
In front of us, about 4 seats over.
Okay.
Was this dude. Okay. He has a big gold chain with a W on the end. You know. Of course, everyone's jacked.
Did he have a cowboy hat on?
And they're drinking. They've been drinking, so whatever. That's fine.
As had most people.
Like a lot of people. But, okay.
Since probably 8 a.m., actually.
So everybody, yeah, cheer, have fun, high five, get excited. Okay, we all understand that. I'm not saying anything like this. But this dude was taunting everyone around us. He would turn around and go like this.
Is he a big
That's
guy?
That's a championship. That's a da-da-da-da. And no. He'd be going like this.
And you're in a sea of green.
And yeah. There's mostly, and at that point, it's 17-0. Or whatever it was, 17-3.
Okay.
And I'm watching this guy, and I'm just going, and his wife's waving a towel. They're flaunting the lead. Of course, Oregon people couldn't say anything. Yeah. Well, then it came back. And then they took the lead, and there was plenty of banter going on. And I honestly thought we were going to get a fight going down. The wife went after some dude, kind of leaned at him because he was saying stuff.
Oh, she started climbing over seats.
Yeah.
At one point to try and speak to some Oregon fans.
But it was, okay, it was so obvious, so obnoxious. Don't be that guy and that woman. Be a fan, but don't be a nut job. It's disgusting for any fan to go over the top like that and act like you're on the field playing. It's so pathetic. Anyway, I thought we were going to have a nice brawl.
Right it was there. Close.
It was close. I'm telling you, it was close.
It got really close. I had my phone out. I was getting ready.
Were you going to film it?
Yeah, we're going to film it.
Of course I would have filmed it. I was getting ready.
It did materialize, but dude, when the guy was up there.
It's just antagonizing. I was going to say,
JS, it was you, huh, buddy? It was you. I know it was you.
Just antagonizing JS? Everybody, but.
I mean, you know. I'm just, again, I know Ute fans. I've been around guys that are as pathetic as that in our own stadium. They're all around. Don't be that guy. Good grief.
You can cheer. You just don't have to.
That almost made me want
to
cheer openly against him.
Yeah.
Because that guy was so bad. All right. There
Anyways.
You go.
He's probably in Tacoma.
That was good.
That's a good one.
That's good.
I like that one.
All right.
Oh, it was fun.
Okay, Utes are going bowling.
What a game.
All right.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Las Vegas Bowl. We're
going to the Vegas Bowl. What do you think?
All right.
Against Northwestern.
I expected the Vegas Bowl at this point. I'm bummed it's Northwestern, though. They had a better year. They went, 7-5?
Yeah, but honestly, what can we expect after this year?
That's about right.
And I don't even know who's going to play. Who's going to play?
That,
who knows?
I'm with you. That's the problem.
With all the bowls.
Every team in the country, it has now flipped that if you're not in the playoff and even still, if you are in the playoff, half your roster is not going to play.
Which is just...
And half of our roster is already half of our roster, so we would be down to
down to fifth, sixth string, who knows. But it does. It just takes away all the excitement. I don't know. It's like...
I mean, I'm excited for it. You know, if we finish this season 9-4, it'd be great. Barnes is going to play. At least he is transferring. That's the news of the day.
Yeah, Barnes is...
Got 2 years eligibility left, so he's leaving. But he said in his statement, he's leaving
after the bowl game.
I respect Barnes for what he's done, what he's,
absolutely.
You know, he got a scholarship. He's taken a beating. He led us to some wins. Tough guy. I think he's just excelled to his maximum. I really honor and appreciate what he did. And this just tops it off for me, for my respect for him.
It would be so easy for him, because he obviously was hurt for the Colorado game. Mm-hmm. It would be so easy to be, I'm going to recover. I'm going to go find a new team. But he's not. And look, I've been very critical of Barnes, right? I mean, anyone who listens to this, I've been critical of certain things. But I'm with you, dude. His toughness, it cannot be questioned. His toughness, his dedication to the Utah program.
You have a lot of respect for him.
A ton of respect. And the fact that he's leaving, I get it. The quarterback room is loaded. So go, be great, be awesome. Go get us one more win, dude. Let's go.
Is anyone going to go to the Vegas Bowl, any of you in the chat? I mean, hey, It's in Allegiant Stadium, which
I love that stadium so much.
The Death Star, the holy mecca.
Get yourself some Raiders
stadium.
Gear. That's the greatest blessing of all. You guys gonna go?
Don't know yet. It's the 23rd of December.
That's the problem.
You know,
that's tough for me.
We were just there.
And then I got to drive home and pray that I don't get drilled in a snowstorm for Christmas Eve.
Which we did get stuck in a snowstorm driving down there. So
What happened on that?
It's not so fun.
What kind of words were said between you and your husband on the drive?
Nothing, because
smart. Don't say anything.
It's like the white knuckle, like blizzard. It was dark. You can't see anything. So you're not speaking to each other. You're just both terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay.
Amy, have so much fun.
Wait, Amy's going?
Amy says she's going.
Sweet.
Good for you.
Go buy a Raiders t-shirt.
You'll feel the power in that.
Hey, Texas Mike,
Allegiant.
Texas Mike, if I get you tickets, listen, if I get you tickets and a Utah shirt, will you go
send
me a
Utah
picture?
Football fan shirt. Will,
what if we send Texas Mike to the game? You live in Vegas. Damn it, he said no.
Oh.
What is that? I'm a little disappointed.
No kidding.
You live there, dude.
Merrick's might make it. That's cool.
Wow, you guys,
He said maybe. Waltz? Lower bowl.
Jeez, what kind of money are you spending?
Anybody
on this?
Will be able to go into the lower bowl.
That's why I'm saying I'll buy you a ticket to the upper bowl and you just walk down to the lower bowl.
Yeah, we'll get you.
I don't know. It's tough. I would love to go. If it was the 21st of December, I'd look at it.
The 23rd is hard.
The 23rd is hard, man.
You're driving home on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve. It's tough. All right. My wife would leave. A
couple other things. Get your
just
opinion.
FYI.
So Vele is not coming back.
I don't blame
him. Going for the NFL draft, I guess. I mean, I don't blame him.
I'm a little surprised. I thought
yeah,
he'd
I'm surprised.
Wanna, I kind of thought he would want to take advantage of Cam coming back, but I also get it. I feel like even him coming back this year was a bit of a stretch, so he wants to go and try it. He wants to take that next step.
It's not going
to
be easy.
It's not going to be easy. I don't blame him, but...
You know what, though? He's the guy. I've said this. I think I said it on the podcast. Maybe not. I said it to you, but I can see him being a Tim Patrick, where he goes to the NFL and gets in the right situation, and he's out there catching 60 passes a year, and you go, that guy was on Utah.
Okay, I hope that's the case, dude.
I can see it. He is a very talented receiver. If he goes to the right situation, I'm with you. I was hoping he'd come back for selfish reasons, but I get it. I understand why he's going, and I wish him nothing but the best.
So we lost another – and quarterback.
The
Mac.
The freshman kid. Yeah.
Yeah. That is last name.
We lost a couple of dudes. We
Howard.
Lost Cope.
Isn't it Howard?
Mac Howard.
Mekhi Cope is transferring. That one disappoints me.
I get it.
But so.
Yeah, but is our receiver room? This is what's so hard. It's like, and again, I hate the transfer portal stuff. We're not even going to get into
all
let's
of talk.
That,
I want to talk portal.
I hate it. I really do.
Every team has
listen,
this.
Though, I get, but
I want to. I want to hear what people have to say about the portal generally after what's gone on the last 2 days.
Okay, now the fact that you have star players, star quarterbacks for major teams are transferring. Why? The Ohio State quarterback.
Ohio State.
Oklahoma's quarterback. Like, where are they going to that they're getting? I know it's money, but you're at Ohio State. You don't think he's getting money at Ohio State?
Bryn?
Like it's this,
I'm with you.
And what what opportunity do you think is going to be better for you?
I know. To go from Ohio State to where?
What?
To
and
where?
There's a bunch of them. There's so many of like the main starting quarterback. If you're a starting quarterback, why are you transferring somewhere else?
I've heard that. What? Gabriel to Oregon.
I've heard that too.
Dylan Gabriel.
From Oklahoma to Oregon.
It shocked me. That one blew my mind. Because all this, I pulled it out. I go, that can't be right. That can't be the same dude. No, it is.
Like you, I get the guys like a Bryson Barnes. He knows he's not going to be the starter. He wants to transfer, try and find somewhere where he can get more playing time. I get that scenario. I'm not understanding this. You are the starting guy at a major university that has playoff potential. You're transferring to somewhere else.
Kyle McCord was the QB for Ohio State. They went 11-1.
One loss to Michigan.
But I watched some guys today. Zach Smith. He has a podcast. Who was the coach at Ohio State mm-hmm. under Urban, receivers coach? Mm-hmm. And they have a pod. They were talking about it, and I'm just saying they're saying his daddy has been way involved in. Do you know Ewers, the QB?
Yeah.
At Texas, was it at Ohio State? He transferred, went to Texas. While Kyle McCord was there. So Kyle McCord only has 1 year of eligibility left. So he's transferring in his last year. He starts for the team. He's soft. What I'm these guys were saying, look, when you are the leading candidate, obviously, to be the leader next year, then get in, then work, and make sure you're the guy and improve. You're at Ohio State, one of the top teams in the nation, and he quit on him. So they're all happy that he's leaving. And I find it pathetic. That's, if you're a lower tier.
I understand team. Guys that didn't get the opportunity at the current school they're at for whatever reason, right? Mekhi Cope, the receiver at Utah.
Okay.
I understand it. I do. Like, he played a little bit, didn't play a ton. He sees that he can go somewhere else and play. Go do it. Nate Johnson, same thing, right? Go play. Go be great somewhere else. But guys like this, the Gabriel situation, you're going, what the freak?
Oh, but Oklahoma, if he does land in Oregon.
I hate it. It's free agency.
I can almost see that.
Because it's free agency.
It's just free agency. Dude, it's just it's, the money.
It's
the...
Daddy Phil up at Oregon talking to the coach. Who do you want? Who do you want? Okay, you want the guy. He's Oklahoma's starting quarterback. This is all hypothetical, by the way. But how much? Yeah. Okay. What if I call his dad and say, I'll pay you $8 million to come up here to a 21-year-old college kid, pay you $8 million, 10, whatever it is. Who do you want? And then these top, I mean, look, let's be very, very honest. USC is doing this. We all know USC is doing it. They're going out to their donors and saying, who do you want? Caleb Williams. We want Jordan Addison. We want this guy, that guy. Now, you got to have coaches to be able to do something with it, as we've seen. And Oregon has that. And I hate it. It's free agency.
I mean, John W., you are right. Like, Cam's a transfer. Penix, Bo Nix, they're all transfers. They've had great success with it. What I don't like, and it's kind of what you were saying, and a lot of people in the chat are kind of saying, it might be personality conflicts. They don't get along with the coach, whatever it is. Well, guess what?
Dude, you're at Ohio State.
Guess what? In your life, you're going to have to be around people that maybe you don't get along with that well. You're gonna have coworkers in your life that you can't stand. You still have to work with them. Like, so I don't like this idea of just, oh, I'm not in love with it, I'm gonna leave. But I also acknowledge it can be a really great thing for some players, but I don't know, now that it is open up to the star guys are now transferring, it is such a mess.
If they don't reel it all in, the NIL and the transfer portal, college ball, as we know, it's going to be destroyed. There's the great wisdom of the day, and you've got to agree with me, because think about it as it sits right now. So Gabriel goes to Oregon and says, we're going to pay you $3 million to come and start at Oregon. Okay, come on up. Da 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 da. He comes up. They pay him all this money. Of course, you enroll in school. You get trained on the team. You go to school. Whatever. But there's a personality conflict. He goes, I'm out of here now. All that money you invested, all that time, and the school what invested, just out the door, no reciprocation whatsoever. That is not fair. It's unsustainable. And if it comes to just paying people without limit and with no guardrails, it's over. I mean, look what's going on right now. There you go, freak man.
Look, I'm not gonna.
I hate the whole. They got to do something. The game I love is going to be gone.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to pretend like Utah doesn't benefit from the portal. Utah benefits. Cam Rising came from Texas. So every team has this. It's the...
But he stayed with it.
Okay, and you're right. It's the Alabamas coming to the Dalton Kincaids, which we know happened, and offer the guy $1 million to come because they saw how good he was. To pull him out of another school. He was having success here. He was being great. And they said, we need a tight end. We'll go get that guy. He didn't go.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's a mess. I hate it.
There's still going to be a major place because Utah will, and Witt and Harlan and everyone has said it that there needs to be money.
Wait, Brynn, are you leaving us for a USC podcast?
I would like to announce I'm transferring to a USC podcast.
Good luck.
I'm gonna go be the first towel girl that there ever was.
USC! Whoa! How to lose to Utah! Caleb Williams, this is on your phone! Let's go!
That never gets old. It never gets old. Ever.
Okay,
well, that's... you got any final words for this week, anybody?
Brynn entered the portal.
I've entered the transfer portal. Please,
she's in the transfer portal. What are they paying you?
Please respect my decision at this time. I cannot disclose any financial.
I would like to thank the Utah Football Fans podcast for all that you've done for me.
Are you at least staying till the end of the season, though? That's what I want to know.
No, I'm done. Oh. I'm out of here.
See, she's a bum.
I'm out of here. I don't get along with these two, so I just can't do it anymore. I am done.
All right. All right, so...
unless, Texas Mike, you want to pay me more than what USC's offering, get a collective, then I'll stay here.
Get a collective together.
Give me a collective.
Get her a rental. What kind of car would you like to have rented?
Yeah, I don't need a truck. I can do something different.
She wants the Caleb Williams Porsche is what she wants.
Okay, yeah, we're going to keep doing stuff. We might take a week off.
Yeah. Really?
Can you take a week off?
I don't know, man.
No, I mean, we've got bowl game to talk about.
We got
bowl game.
We got stuff to talk about. There's going to be stuff. So we'll be making some content. So look for it. That's why you need to be subscribed.
Got to be subscribed. Hit the notifications. Yeah, we're going to be around. And then it's holidays. And then, hey.
Got the NFL. I mean, we're going to talk NFL.
College football playoffs, championships.
NHL. I mean, there's a few hockey fans out there. You got to hear what we got to say about
that.
John,
we'll talk about the Oilers in the playoffs. Oh,
that's right.
We did stay.
They're about a million points away.
We stayed in Vegas an extra day and went to the Golden Knights game, which was a blast.
That's so much fun.
The Golden Knights know how to put on a sporting event. Can I just say, University of Utah Athletic Marketing.
That's
people.
True.
Oh, John, thanks for donating to the collective.
All right, Brynn.
That's more than USC was going to pay her.
She's back, guys. She's back. Thank you. Brynn's back. We've got the collective of $5.
You may have changed my mind. I might.
Oh, John sent the money, and then we talked crap on the Oilers. Sorry, buddy. I like the Oilers.
I like the Oilers. They just
need help.
No, what I was going to say is I wish we at Utah could do just a fraction of what they do at the Golden Knights games. They're so fun. They're so entertaining. If you haven't been to one, you should go. Anyways, it was
a
blast.
It's the deep bass that vibrates everything.
But it's so cheesy.
Your freaking fillings fall out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, from the second the game starts to the end, it is just go the whole time.
Wow, you guys. Don, you know, I mean, I'm feeling the love. I don't know, though. I'm still deciding on the train.
No.
On if I'm going to transfer.
Let's see how much people want Gary to stay.
Come on. Okay. I'm going to go to like.
It's going
to
be like 8 cents.
Come on.
What is happening?
Rose. Thank you, Rose. You know what? Rose wants to keep me just to keep you in line. That's why she needs me around.
That's true.
This is like an auction. I feel like an auctioneer.
This is making me sick.
Look at that. Gary's been up for auction for 5 minutes. No money on Gary. No money on Gary. No money on Gary.
Come on, come on, come on.
Gary, 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 Gary.
What? For the $150?
Is that $10?
Gordon, 1 cent. Hey.
What? Oh, I want an F-150 so bad.
An F-150?
Will you drive the F-150 from
Utah
the collective?
Football fans.
They drive Rams.
That's a mistake, Dodge, man. Ram. You got to go with the Ford one. F-150.
All right. Oh, that man, was amazing. That was fun. We love you guys. You guys are so great. You know what? I was thinking about this actually the other day. Like, this has been so much fun. And getting to know all of you, even if it's
yes!
No,
but
you
it's scary to leave.
Oh!
He can't read it.
Can I? Hey, Rose, what do you think about
that? I got lightheaded. That got me lightheaded.
James is gonna pass out. No, we appreciate you all so much. Those of you who have stuck around with us, we have this relationship with you. We really appreciate it. We're not going anywhere. I've decided I'm staying.
She's staying.
I've decided.
Screw USC.
Oh, Gary to leave.
I will stick around.
There we go.
Thank you,
That's
Amy.
Also for Gary to leave.
Probably. Sorry.
Rose wins.
You guys are great.
All right. There we are. We got stuff yet to be talking about. It's good being with everybody.
Yeah, this was fun.
Get bowl ready, people.
Because we do have stuff to talk about. And James didn't spill tonight. Isn't that a good thing?
Hallelujah. Yeah, let's go.
We haven't ended yet. There's still time.
We're still here. You can still save me, somebody.
No. Let him go.
Stay.
Amy wants you to stay. These are fantastic.
Go Utes, anyway.
Go Utes.
Man. We should not.
What the freak?
We should. Britt's going to roll in it. She's getting.
My head's going to get as getting big too as big. Caleb, guys. What are you doing to me?
It's now. It's Caleb Brynn now.
My ego.
We got it.
Oh, they're trying to recruit you now to USC.
Ooh.
When can Brynn get a Wendy's commercial? Can we end? We pushed the button already. Let's get out of here.
Goodbye, all right. All.
Thanks, everybody. A towel boy. Ugh. Ooh, yuck.
Oh, gall.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.